up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome once again to New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. Today we talk matters Blind Citizens Australia and specifically policy and advocacy. Angela Jeske is the Acting Manager of Policy and Advocacy with Blind Citizens Australia. She joins me now. Angela, welcome to the program.
Great, thanks. It's lovely to be here, Vaughan.
Most listeners will know by now of the resignation of Lauren Henley, who was the Advocacy and Policy Manager for Blind Citizens Australia. You're acting in her position. What does that entail for you?
Well, it does mean that it has been a very busy couple of months for me. In learning a whole new role, as well as doing bits and pieces of my former role as policy officer for Blind Citizens Australia. So, it's been a whirlwind of a couple of months since Lauren's resignation. I'm definitely enjoying the challenge and looking for kicking some goals in BCA at the moment. So it's good to have that challenge.
Now, you've been with BCA for nearly a year, but you're no stranger to the disability community. Just give us a bit of an outline of your work history.
Yeah, so I've been in the community and disability sector for at least 15 years. So I've worked in a whole range of organisations and in different roles, from support work to admin or project management to general management as well. So my career has so far has been quite broad, and I've worked mainly in disability, but did a couple of years in aged care as well.
So you've covered the gamut, really.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some updates to BCA policies and what's happening around the advocacy areas. Banking is a big one at the moment.
Absolutely, and it has been for a while, and it continues to be a big issue for BCA members. One thing we do have a fairly significant update on our work around that. So BCA's CEO Emma Bennison has recently written to a range of banks, inviting them to meet with us on a quarterly basis, and we've had a really good response from a lot of the banks so far, really keen to get that conversation going and to continue that conversation around access. So we've been really pleased with the response. Also, in that same invitation, we invited the banks on behalf of the New South Wales and ACT Convention Planning Committee to be involved in a panel discussion around banking accessibility for the convention that's coming up in October. We've also we really encourage anyone who has other issues. So we're obviously focusing a lot on inaccessible FPOS terminals and ATMs. But if there are any other issues that you have that you'd like to see us take up with the banks, you can definitely let us know, and we'll bring that to those quarterly meetings.
I know that a few months ago there was the postcard campaign, which was related specifically to the Albert touchscreen FPOS terminals. Is that still going, and how is it going?
Yeah, absolutely. It is still going, and we've had a really good response of lots of people being keen to grab those postcards and to hand them out when they do see inaccessible touchscreen FPOS machines. So, it's been really successful, and it is definitely continuing. So if you do come across an inaccessible touchscreen and would like a postcard, so it just outlines, you know, some of the issues that we might have around using touchscreen FPOS devices, and just, you know, outlining some of the issues in a really easy, non-threatening way, so that you don't have to feel so intimidated by approaching these retailers who do have inaccessible touchscreen FPOS machines. And then it's a really simple and easy way for them to have all that information right in front of them too.
And there was also recently the review into the accessible banking standards that Graham Innes was heading up some time back. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, so I think that's being finalised at this stage. So we should have an update for everyone fairly soon on that.
Excellent. All right, well, let's move on to audio description, shall we? Is there much to say about that at the moment? I mean, given the current political upheaval.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's, at this stage, I don't believe we have a communications minister. So I suppose once the cabinet has been, reformed and announced, then we'll have a stronger contact within the government around that. And we definitely are keen to, as soon as the communications minister is announced, to be in contact and to put some pressure on, especially with an election coming up in the next 6 months or so, that we're really keen to get that conversation continued. We're also hoping to meet with Bill Shorten and other relevant MPs to gauge their support, with the election coming up.
We still have no audio description on Australian television, which is really a very deplorable situation for this day and age.
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely not good enough. I mean, we're falling far behind many other countries in that human right for all Australians to be able to enjoy, Australian TV. It shouldn't be that hard, but for some reason it continues to be.
As a reminder, though, there's still quite a lot of audio description available on Netflix, and quite a number of the movie providers are coming out with audio description on their systems as well, iTunes and things like that.
Yeah, that is definitely really positive to see that, and I suppose that is linked to Netflix and other of those platforms being a more global service, that they have that audio description available and promoted through those subscription services. But again, it falls short of everyone being able to access audio description through a broadcast TV service.
Mm. Now, last week I flew to Sydney and I flew Virgin Airlines, and I have to say that their service was excellent. And as an aside, I actually used Aira to get in and out of the airports. But you've been having some discussions recently with Virgin.
We have indeed, yeah. So listeners may remember some time ago that Emma Bennison was having some conversations with Virgin Airlines around their, specifically around their assistance service. And some issues that our members have been having with that. I'm very pleased to report that we've now commenced monthly meetings with Virgin. Just to discuss these types of access issues and to get some real traction around providing a better service and just having a bit more awareness around some of the assistance that people might need.
Now, these things always have to be prioritised because there's too many issues to sort out in a short time frame. What are the priorities currently?
Yeah, so we're talking a lot around issues that people have travelling with dog guides, and some of, there are some significant issues around check-in and those types of processes that really should be streamlined and have a better process around that. There's also some issues around the greet and assist process and how that works, especially when passengers are called to the assistance desk when they may not know how to find the assistance desk. So, things like that should be fairly straightforward, and there should be, fairly clear access assistance notes that the ground staff have that just doesn't seem to be happening. So yeah, we definitely encourage members to advise us of and Virgin, of course, of any access issues that they do have, and that we can bring that up in these monthly meetings.
Is there a specific way in which we can do that?
Yeah, if you just contact the BCA office, so either by email or by phone, then we can definitely add that to the list in the in the meetings.
And Virgin Australia has a disability assistance hotline as well. And I'll give that that number at the end of the program. But that's a really useful number to call if you want to get through to someone directly who can assist you with, for example, booking a flight with a guide dog, which often, if you ring the normal call centre, can take you quite a while to do. But if you ring this particular line, they know what they're doing and they get it sorted out in fairly short order.
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely recommend that number is used.
And what's happening with the My Aged Care Scheme? There have been some problems with that in the past that we've reported on New Horizons over the last couple of years, and many BCA members will be well aware that the My Aged Care Scheme needs some work. What's happening with that?
Yeah, well, we continue to receive feedback from members around My Aged Care and some issues that are happening around there. So one thing I can say is we are, you may have seen our National Disability Insurance Scheme fact sheets that are now up on BCA's website, and very soon the fact sheets around My Aged Care, they're just being finalised as we speak, and that will be up on BCA's website quite shortly. So we'll keep you updated on that. We're also, obviously, with the chaos that is the current Australian government, it's taking a little bit longer to follow up with the Minister's Office to get an update on previous communications that we've had there, but that is definitely a priority for us at the moment.
Mm. And is there any word on the NDIS currently? Any changes happening around NDIS programs?
That program, again, continues to evolve as it goes along. So we're keeping up to date with those changes, and we're working closely with members on the issues that they have with planning or reviews of their plans. So that work is continuing and will continue into the future.
Angela, thanks very much for joining us.
Great. Thank you very much, Vaughan.
And that special assistance number for Virgin, 1300 139 303. That's 1300 139 303. If you'd like to book with your guide dog or speak directly with somebody who can assist you at Virgin. That's it for this week's program. Don't forget, you can donate to Blind Citizens Australia. If you want to find out how you can do that, have a look at the website bca.org.au. If you'd like to get in touch with them by phone to organise anything or find out what's happening around the blindness community, then call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or email bca@bca.org.au, bca@bca.org.au. Don't forget that pretty soon the next edition of Blind Citizens News is coming out. We'll have more on that in future weeks on New Horizons. Until then, I'm Vaughan Bennison. Take care. Talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.